Save California Salmon, in partnership with the Hoopa Valley Tribe, youth groups, and the Warrior Institute, invites community members and media to join this year's Trinity River cleanup and raft trip. The event is part of an ongoing effort to protect the health of the river for future generations. Volunteers will help remove trash and debris from key areas along the Trinity River, supporting water quality and the recovery of endangered salmon runs. Speakers will also discuss threats to river, along with the importance of the river to the local tribes. KMUD News spoke with Star Gibbons, the youth coordinator for Save California Salmon, to better understand what the event will entail. Gibbons works to engage youth in community-based activities that foster a deeper connection to the land and raise awareness among residents about the ancestral territories of local indigenous tribes.
So this is an event that we do every year. We like to take the opportunity to really bring youth in the community together to care for the land and then also clean it up and have a good, safe space for people can enjoy the water and also really build that relationship and strengthen, you know, that relationship with the land, the water, and each other on it.
This event will focus on cleaning around the Hoopa Valley, then move forward to the Trinity River. While this is a cleanup, it is also an opportunity for both education on the land as well as talking to the leaders and speakers about how to protect and keep the waters clean.
So with having trash removed and a lot of those unhealthy substances and, you know, like these causing a lot of negative impacts on the water and the fish. And ultimately, like a lot of those things that are getting washed down, those pollutants are getting washed down from the land and in the creeks and getting washed into the river. And it's really affecting the landscape, but also affecting the water quality of where, you know, our communities are fishing and then they're, you know, down on the water and even just enjoying it as a family and swimming. So where the Trinity River cleanup will be taking place is along the Hoopa Valley. It's for the Hoopa tribal people. And so we will be floating. The cleanup will include a raft trip where we'll be floating down the river while picking up trash and pollutants along the river. And along that stretch, there are the ceremonial grounds and dances that take place. And we try to really focus on making sure those areas are cleaned up. And we also really try to focus on the learning aspect of it. So, you know, we will have speakers coming out. The Hoopa Tribal Chairman Joe Davis will be coming out and speaking, along with their Rios to Rivers Danielle Frank will be speaking about the importance of the area, what it means to what the water means and the land, clean and healthy water means to the people. And how we want to continue to care for the land and provide a healthy, sustainable life for our future generations.
Gibbons explains that future generations are to inherit this land, and it is a goal for Save California Salmon to ensure that the youth know how to take care of the water. This isn't just for tribal youth, Gibbons says. This event is important for anyone to join or educate themselves.
Yes. So we are very much trying to encourage and implement as many youth activities as possible that is connecting them and building that relationship with the land so that because they are the ones that are going to inherit it. So we want them to be able to know how to take care of it and how to treat the land and know how to provide, you know, healthy, clean water for years to come. And so we really want to encourage youth to participate, to really strengthen that relationship, and so that they will know how to care for it moving forward. So this particular event is for youth and families and really the overall community. You know, we want to strengthen the relationships between our youth, our community, and, you know, the land and water itself. And so this is really open for everyone. We want to encourage participation of entire families coming with their kids and cleaning up the surrounding areas and the water.
Since the dam removals, there has been a strong effort to maintain momentum in educating the public about how these changes have impacted both tribal and local waterways. The Trinity River, now a major tributary to the Klamath, has played a key role in the region's recovery. Save California Salmon hopes to continue to spread the message of protecting and preserving these rivers, emphasizing the importance of coming together as community to keep them clean and healthy.
So the Trinity River is one of the largest tributaries to the Klamath River, where the dams have just been have come out and removed. And so we really want to continue to promote the importance of, continuing to have good, healthy flows into, the Trinity and the Klamath. Right now, there are some significant threats to the Trinity River being proposed and kind of moving forward, where they're going to be diverting a larger amounts of water from the Trinity River. And so we really want to be able to share that those concerns and as for the for not only the Trinity River, but ultimately the Klamath River, because they're kind of one that they go together.
As this annual event returns, one major highlight this year is the participation of the First Descendants Youth Group, who just completed the first Source to Sea journey along the Klamath River, making them the first to travel its full length since the dam removal in 2024. Community members will also hear from speakers and leaders with Rios to Rivers, who will share insights about the significance of this river cleanup and what it means for tribal and local communities to once again have access to these waters after generations of disruption.
With the Trinity River being a large tributary to the Klamath, it's really exciting to be able to offer this opportunity for youth that also that just did that Rios to Rivers Paddle Tribal Waters crew. They will be also joining us on the Trinity, which will be joining into the Klamath. So it's pretty exciting just because that's a large tributary to the Klamath when they've just did their large descent all the way down that now undammed section of the Klamath River. So that in itself is very significant. It's also really amazing because now that those dams have been removed, our water is healthier and it's becoming a stronger flow for our communities. So now that water, that more of that healthier water is getting through, that's more of those salmon that are going to be allowed to swim up the river, which ultimately those salmon do decide to split at the Witchpeck area where the confluence of the Klamath and Trinity River are. And so more salmon for our people, which is amazing.
Gibbons explains that a single decision about these waters can impact not only the tribes whose land it directly affects, but also neighboring communities. Speaking with KMUD, Gibbons emphasized the vital importance of clean water to many of the local tribes in Humboldt County.
I'm Yurok. So in our area, there's the Hoopa tribe, the Yurok tribe, and the Kudut tribe. We're all really close knitted, and we run along the Hoopa tribe, runs around the Trinity River, which is a tributary to the Klamath, and the Yurok and the Kudut are along the Klamath River. So we're all really close, and so the effects to these rivers, it kind of affects all three of our tribes. We want to work together and build that strength in that community. So our river has been a huge important aspect of our life for generations and over time. We have counted on the river for our ceremonies. We've counted on our river for one of our large food sources. And so it's a significant part of our lives. We as Native people, our life is based around water. It's kind of part of our livelihood. So we want to make sure that we are kind of caring for it and tending to it and making sure that for our generations after us, that they'll have that healthy water. And I feel like as a Yurok person, I have a very similar view to a lot of people, the Hoopa and Kudut, when it comes to, we really want healthy water so that we can continue our ceremonies and that we can continue our traditional fishing and gathering habits. A lot of we do a lot of gathering based around the river as well for our making our baskets as well as our food sustainability and our ceremonies like our boat dances and our jump dances. So they all kind of really tie all together and are part of our identity and who we are as Native people.
The Trinity River is one of California's most vital salmon-bearing waterways, but decades of water diversions and habitat loss have endangered fish populations and impacted tribal communities who depend on the river. This cleanup empowers local residents to take action for their watershed while uplifting indigenous stewardship practices and community resilience. Anyone is invited to join and help clean. Gibbons explains more on the details.
As far as the event, I mean, if there, we want to make sure we welcome everybody. At the beginning of it, we'll start with a valley cleanup up, and that will begin at the Hoopa Tribal Office. And we'll kind of do a valley cleanup, and then after that, and get our T-shirts. We get some awesome T-shirts, and then after that, we'll have lunch and board the rafts and do that along the river, pick up the trash.
The event is this Saturday, July 26th at 9 a.m. It will begin at the Hoopa Tribal Office in Hoopa, California. For information or how to RSVP for the event, you can visit KMUD.org for the location, time, and RSVP link. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Jordan Pangelinan.